Hello, everybody. Welcome to Daiquiri Education Office Hours. I am Drew Minock. I am one of the 40 education evangelists at Daiquiri. And my other co-host is...
Hey, everybody. Nice to see you. I am Brad Wade. I am the other Daiquiri Educational Evangelist. It's nice to have you with us today for our Daiquiri Office Hours. We hope you're doing a lot with the 4D Studio and using the Daiquiri apps. We love to hear it. Today we're going to talk a little bit about our trip to Europe and our flagship schools. What we've been doing, Drew and I just got back a few days ago from Europe. We flew over there to work with some schools that are some of our flagship schools. We landed in Germany and we worked with the Frankfurt International School. So we worked with them early in the week and we got to work with a lot of educators, and it was just phenomenal over there. We worked with a lot of great people. We had two good days with staff. And Drew, how's the response been with 4D Studio since we left? What have we seen?
Man, we've seen a ton of educators that we connected with over there apply for 4D Studio accounts and start creating. But not only did the educators jump on board, but they even went back and had a ton of their students applying. So that was awesome to see. I don't even know the exact number of how many educators, especially from Frankfurt International School. Big shout out to them because they had a ton of students, it looked like, and they just really jumped on board and supported it. So it was exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. It was great. We even had one teacher said, be on the lookout about 11:15. I'm going to have my whole class sign up. So we were on the lookout, and we got them all approved. And even today, I mean, we're even doing accounts today, and we had still more FIS educators and students applying for accounts. So after working in Germany with the Frankfurt International School, we flew to London, and we took the train up to Cambridge and worked in Cambridge for a few days. Daniel Edwards was our contact over there, but we worked with the Stephen Peirce Foundation. And I know we'll talk a lot about that, Drew, but it was absolutely amazing. That is a top-notch school. Drew, what did you think of the school when we got the tour that second day?
I'll tell you what, they just get it. You know, it's just one of those things. They've got a support from the top up, the top down, and just it was just great to see just kind of how the students responded. And I think that that was our favorite part probably of visiting the Stephen Peirce Foundation. It was great to meet all the educators and how knowledgeable they all were. But I'll tell you, when we got to work with groups of students and they came in and, you know, we're in the innovation room, they call it, right? And all the wall, every wall in there is writable, right? Like, it's got idea paint. So the kids just grab markers and they just started filling the walls with ideas of, you know, how they could use 4D in education, what ways would they like to see it applied. I mean, just awesome, awesome ideas. And that was just so cool to see, wasn't it? They just dive right in.
Yeah, it was so cool because the first day was such a big hit that Daniel said, we got to get more students in here. So he just went and started talking to teachers and bringing in the Curiosity Club and innovation groups and stuff like that, and it was great. And writing all along the walls was just fantastic. And Drew, you know, some of those kids were just like, they were spot on. I mean, they were not only like, they saw the technology and they were predicting things that we're already working on, and that was pretty outstanding.
It was funny. I think I can't remember who I was telling about it, but you know, we're sitting here. We had a group of was it year 10 girls, right? Was it year 10?
Yep.
Year 10 girls, and we're talking to them about, you know, different ways that they could see 4D, and I'm like, wow, I think you're smarter than me. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I'm like, they were bright, and they just dove right in at how that could be applied, and you know, it was just really exciting, a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was cool, and it was great getting a chance to talk with some of the educators and get a chance to talk with Simon over there. When we got our tour from Simon and Daniel, and we got to see some of the teachers that we had met the day prior. Oh my gosh, the stuff they're doing with technology and innovation and their learning model and things, it was just brilliant. And you know, we'll probably be going back at least over to Europe and other places again, just to continue on our mission with the flagship schools and spreading the power of the of Daiquiri and the 4D Studio. Because we've already seen, I mean, from our flagship school in Florida, in Chicago, and then going to Europe, we've been to four in the last 4 weeks. And
that's and probably someone calling now. They want us to come back. I don't know. Which is pretty funny. If you do have any questions for us right now, we would love to help you out. Tweet using the hashtag LearnIn4D, or you can tweet directly at Daiquiri Education, which is at Daiquiri, D-A-Q-R-I-E-D-U. You can tweet directly at me, TechManok, or directly at Brad, which is at TechBradWade as well. But definitely use the hashtag LearnIn4D if you have questions that we can help you with, and we would love to answer those and help any way possible. That's what this is for. This is for you guys to have a place that you can come to and live and interact with us, and we can get your questions asked to really make the creation process of the 4D Studio much easier. Or if you have questions regarding the different applications like Elements 4D, Anatomy 4D, or Enchantium, please tweet us at using the hashtag LearnIn4D. Okay?
Absolutely. And Drew, what were we doing just a few hours ago? How did our day start?
It was great. You know, we got we're very honored to be asked to be part of the FETC virtual international conference. And whew, we had there's something like 80 different countries registered. I think our peak during our session, the peak was 610 people.
No, 661.
Was it 661?
661 during our session live.
Mm-hmm. And man, just some great ideas getting thrown around using the hashtag FETC. And if you didn't get a chance to participate, we'll have the link up soon so that our session, I know it was recorded and things like that. So we'll share that. But what a way to start the day.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was 45 minutes that we got a chance to present on using augmented reality in education, and it was a nice 15, maybe a 20-minute question and answer, and it was great because we had Chris was our moderator, and he was compiling the questions as we were presenting, and the cool thing was is when we got done with our presentation, he moderated the Q&A, which was really good, and you know, like Drew said, it was over 80 countries, all 50 states, and we had 661 live with us and over 3,000 register. So, you know, and the cool thing is about, you know, the 4D Studio, we had over 200 people apply for their 4D Studio license during the presentation. So If you haven't done that, you need to do that today. Go to Daiquiri.com, click on 4D Studio, go to the bottom, and apply for your educational version, your free educational version, which is what we all use. So it was a great way to start the day.
It really was. It was really exciting. And, you know, we've already got in and approved. We sat down, and it took us about 15, 20 minutes. Probably took us longer than that, but a half hour. We got everyone that applied during the virtual conference approved. So be looking for your email if you have not seen it yet. You should have it. Check your spam folder or your junk folder possibly, and definitely be looking for it. So, yeah, it was exciting. You know, what was the highlight of it for you, Brad?
Man, let's see. What was the highlight? I think when we got to see how many people were actively tweeting about it, and what we were doing is we shared some apps and we were talking about, you know, how to use it. And man, we just hit it with some people. People were just blowing up Twitter, and you know, like the phrase we hear a lot is mind blown, and I've got great ideas. I know I can use this. And it was cool when we were going through the Twitter feed. It's like, just signed up. I just applied. I just signed up. So we did. We saw over 200 people sign up and apply, and we went through and we approved everybody that got on. And so there's a lot more people out there using it, and we're slowly changing the face of education, and that's what we're here for.
Absolutely. It's really exciting. So let's jump into some questions that people have submitted since our last time that we had our office hours, which is a couple of weeks ago, before we went overseas. So one question is, where can I find Fairytale 4D? Brad, where can they find Fairytale 4D if they are not familiar with where that's located?
That's a great question. Fairy Tail 4D is available, and it's available under Enchantium, and that's spelled with an E. Enchantium. Enchantium. And you can find that in the App Store. Also, if you do a search for Daiquiri, I believe those three, I think, Elements, Enchantium, and Daiquiri come up. So if you do that, you should find it. Go in there. The targets are in there, if I'm not mistaken. I think it says...
Toy Chest.
Yeah, Toy Chest. It's in the Toy Chest on that one. So it says Enter 4D. It says Toy Chest. And then it says play. So go to Enter Toy Chest, and the targets are in there. So you can download them, email them to yourself, and print them off, and they're all available.
Absolutely, which is just awesome to have the targets available right there and not have to worry about searching for them, right?
Yep, absolutely. All right, I have a question.
Yep.
This is from Karen out west. It says, I've been teaching a long time. Am I too old to learn how to use Daiquiri 4D Studio?
If Brad can do it, you can do it. That's all I'm say. You're never too old to learn 4D Studio.
Yep, exactly. So Karen, if you're out there watching, yes, you can, even you can use it. Everybody can use 4D Studio. Like I said earlier in the FETC presentation is, you know what, if I can do it, you can do it. And yes, I am into technology, but I don't have a lot of patience. I will hit a wall, and I just kind of give up. So the fact that I can do it, and it was easy to understand and navigate. And then again, we have this. We have our office hours. We have the tutorials on our blog, twoguysandsomeipads.com. And we also do the webinar, you know, a couple times a month on the 4D Studio. So even if you're new to it and still want to work on it with us, we're here and available for you.
Absolutely. Okay, the question I have is, do students have to have their own accounts? They do not have to have their own accounts to view the experiences that maybe you create using your teacher account, but they certainly can, and we really encourage students getting their own accounts and creating and really diving into the tool. We love it when we see what students have created, but we also love it when we see what the educators have created as well, so they can definitely have their own.
Absolutely, that's a good question.
Okay. Another question. What tools work best with 4D Studio? A couple of websites that we really, you know, talk about when we're going around and showing the tool to different teachers and students is Tinkercad, which is a great tool to teach students and, you know, yourself, teachers, how to 3D model. Basic things, some great interactive lessons. So Tinkercad.com, I highly recommend that, and it's free. And Thingiverse, which is a website where you can, it's not as much a tool, but it's a website that you can create and publish things to for others to download, but you can just search and download vast amounts of 3D models. So definitely check those two out, and they work really well with it. Explain Everything is another application where you can, you know, create videos and create a bunch of different engaging content and export it and then upload it into 4D Studio as well. So that's another one.
Excellent. All right. Well, I have a question from Steve from Michigan. It said, what is the best way to test your experience? I assume we're talking about in 4D Studio. So this is what Drew and I recommend. As you save it and publish it, as you go, here's one way you test it. If you're using the chapter system, what we recommend is add one extra chapter. And the reason why we do that is when you add a new chapter, there's no blue screen. You know, like when you drag a launch button over or YouTube it or something, it brings a blue, you know, a hint, kind of a cover over the image, the target image. So we recommend is just add another chapter and then click on that. It basically gives you your target image nice and clean. So once you do that and publish it and it says it's live, then you can hold your device up to the screen and then it'll show you what your experience looks like, which is very useful, especially if you're using 3D modeling or even just if you want to see how your buttons came out. Because, Drew, what happens sometimes when the buttons, people make them kind of small?
Yeah, you know, when you make your launch buttons, which are like interactive touch points, when you make them too small, sometimes even I have small fingers, and even I have a hard time touching them. So if you've got big fingers like Brad, then you're going to really struggle. So we recommend that you make the buttons a little bit larger, and it just makes it easier on the user for actually interacting with your experience.
Yep, yep, absolutely. So good question, Steve.
Yeah, definitely. Good job. We have a question that's been submitted live. Can we show something of Daiquiri?
Oh.
So.
Nice.
We weren't prepared to do demos today, but I'm going to try.
All right. Right.
See if we can fire something up here, make sure we're on the same Wi-Fi here. But great question, and if you're still there, I will go ahead and try and fire something up here in just a second.
All right. Well done. I will talk for a moment. I'll take the screen while you're getting that ready to mirror. But yeah, we were just saying in our earlier session that we love doing demos, and like a video is great to see, but when you see the demo, especially when you see it live, they're absolutely just, they're mind-blowing to see them, and then you can truly see the power. And then when you do it with your students, then you see, all right, I get it. I have a buy-in. I'm going to do this with my kids.
Yeah, and like you're saying, you know, seeing a demo or seeing a video, it's not the same. It is not the same as actually experiencing it for yourself, is it? So, let's see here. We should be able to fire this up. So, Brad, what event do you have coming up next while I'm firing this up?
Okay, so what we have coming up, what I have coming up is Miami. Miami Device is coming up. That is in Miami. November 6th and 7th. Matter of fact, we're doing a session on augmented reality, which will be great, down there with Felix and a bunch of great people. So if you want to see, get information about Miami Device, so it's miamidevice.org. Check it out on the web. You get a lot of good information. I know Tony Vincent and Kevin Honeycutt are doing the keynotes, and then a lot of great people are going to be presenting. Just go take a look at the site and look at the banner. You'll see everybody's going to be there, and it's going to be a great time. So it looks like Drew has got the mirroring fired up. That's his table. That's a nice cherry wood table. Actually,
yeah, it's very nice. So one thing we're going to show is the Daiquiri cube, one of them. So as I scan the cube, okay, it's just a black cube with different gears on it, but when I actually scan it, it turns into a clock. And this is the actual time here in Michigan. So then, you'd think, does the experience stop there, Brad?
No, it doesn't. What do you have to do to have another experience there, Drew?
If I go ahead and I just touch on the screen, well, let's get the volume up here. There we go. See the clock back there, as you can see it on the wood, get it and check out the gears. And then let's do something a little fun. If I touch it, what is that, Brad?
The Tesseract from the Avengers or Iron Man. I love that. I love when engineers put cool stuff in the experiences.
And then we have the nice executive clock here, nice cherry wood. Hey, it matches my desk. Look at that.
Sure does.
So it's very appropriate that that's where it's located. You're giving me the clock, and I touch it, and it goes back to the digital version. Okay, so that's just kind of one example, because that's what I have right next to me. Okay, but, you know, we could show you lots of different examples and applications that Daiquiri has, kind of like Anatomy 4D or Elements 4D, things like that. But what we really want to do is we want to empower you and your students to be the creators of the content. You know, we want you creating these experiences that really transform the way that we teach and the way that we learn using 4D Studio. So,
absolutely. So, Drew, any more questions before we wrap things up, or are we all good?
We got one more from Jamie Donnelly. When will more combinations be available for the Elements 4D? Great question, Jamie. And they'll be out soon-ish. They're in development of the application, and you know, they're working on some things, so definitely stay tuned for that. But they'll also be available for purchase and things like that, the actual wood block cubes instead of the paper versions that you can get inside the app if you wish. But the actual wood blocks will be out fairly soon. But if you go to elements4d.daiquiri.com, you can sign up to get notified when updates come out. Okay. So that looks like all the questions that I have here. We'll let you know next time that we have a Daiquiri office hours. It will be in the next couple of weeks, that is for sure. But if you have questions between now and then, you can tweet directly at me as at TechMinoc or at DaiquiriEDU. Or Brad, how can they reach you?
If you have questions you can, or just want to chat about Daiquiri and 4D Studio, you can reach me at TechBradWade on Twitter. Also, just be in touch and stay tuned for more Daiquiri Office Hours. You can get more information about Daiquiri from our blog, twoguysandsomeipads.com. You can catch us on our show where we go over a lot of educational technology, and we always share a lot of Daiquiri cool stuff there as well.
One more question is, do you know if Daiquiri will be running another boot camp? They'll be having, I think, some hands-on stuff at 4D Expo next February, so you can check that out as well. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in today, and we look forward to seeing how you bring a whole new dimension to ideas.
Absolutely. Have a great day, everyone. We'll talk to you soon.